With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. As the weather gets colder, providing shelter for the homeless becomes a bigger priority throughout California. In Monterey County, the homeless population far outnumbers the amount of available shelter beds. Being homeless there means you probably don't know where you're going to sleep tonight. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Every afternoon, a group of homeless men quietly gathers at the parking lot across from the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. Only the hum of cars on Del Monte Avenue and the occasional bike on the rec trail breaks the silence. Against the fading sunlight, one of the men stands out. Floyd Depew wears a cobalt blue tie-dye t-shirt with purple shorts and has a big, fluffy gray beard. He says he's been homeless for decades.
It's been a long time. It's been my lifestyle for a while. It's the only way I could really afford to live around here, you know, at a certain point. And then I just got used to it.
At exactly 5 o'clock, a bus pulls in and the group shuffles on. Their destination is a local church where they'll have dinner and get some sleep. This program is called iHelp, short for Interfaith Homeless Emergency Lodging Program. Depew says iHelp gives him a safe and comfortable place to spend the night.
And when you're in this type of situation, that you can use all the support you can get. So I can't say enough good things about all the churches that are involved.
iHelp shelters up to 25 men, taking them to different churches around the Monterey Peninsula every night. There's also a separate bus and church for homeless women. It's one of several programs in the county that together will provide 259 emergency shelter beds this winter. That's not enough for the more than 1,600 homeless people sleeping outside in Monterey County. Catherine Turney is executive officer of the Coalition of Homeless Service Providers. The nonprofit coordinates homeless services in Monterey and San Benito counties.
What is needed is a general shelter. We need one located on the peninsula and one located in Salinas, and they need to be year-round.
Turney says the challenge of building these permanent homeless shelters is figuring out where to put them.
Please stop the natural and understandable response of, oh, we want to help, but not where I live, not in my neighborhood.
That's the problem the city of Monterey is facing. It's in the middle of rezoning an area where a shelter could be built. Elizabeth Carricker is the city's principal planner. She stands in the parking lot of the proposed location. It's along Highway 1 in a densely packed neighborhood of auto dealers, light industrial businesses, and some homes. She says neighbors are concerned about safety.
They're also worried about, you know, what will happen to their property values.
It's not clear exactly where a shelter could go here, or even who would build it. But if the area is rezoned, it opens the door for that to happen.
We definitely agree that the peninsula needs to provide shelter and not expect Salinas shelters to house the homeless here on the peninsula.
Until then, programs like iHelp are trying to fill the void. On the night I ride along with them, the men stay at First United Methodist Church in Pacific Grove. When they arrive, they unload their sleeping pads from the bus into the heated church, where volunteers have set up 6 tables with green tablecloths and baskets of bread.
Barbara made a boatload of meatballs and spaghetti.
Karen Araujo is on the board of the organization that runs iHelp. She'll be the first to tell you this service is not a long-term solution.
We don't want to normalize picking up folks in a bus and taking them to a church as a long-term solution to homelessness. Yet it is an option of addressing these individuals who otherwise would be sleeping outdoors or in their cars.
Floyd Depew considers himself one of the lucky ones. If he can't get an iHelp bed, he owns a van he can sleep in.
The real reality is there's not very much here. So if somehow they could get together and try to make a change, it would help a lot of people.
A permanent shelter would take some more off the streets. Still, homeless advocates say that long-term solution is creating truly affordable housing in Monterey County. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.